Congressional leaders have until February 15th to strike a deal on border security, a task that's been debated and has failed in Washington for decades. This as President Trump threatens to shut down the government again or declare a national emergency to fund a wall on our southern border. But all the focus on a wall has become a distraction, according to our next guest. Yuma County Sheriff Leon Wilmot is the chairman of the Southwestern Border Sheriffs Coalition, and he says there's one thing all 31 border sheriffs from San Diego, California to Brownsville, Texas agree upon: the border must be secured. They lay out their argument in a statement released this month, saying the issue has been mired in endless political debate for too long. Quote, it is time, past time, to move forward with meaningful border security, end quote, the statement reads. Our co-host Lauren Gilger recently spoke with Wilmot more about it.
We wanted to spell out each and every one of those situations that we on the front lines are dealing with on a day-to-day basis, working hand-in-hand with our federal counterparts, and try to make our congressional leadership in Washington, D.C. understand that what's being asked for is what our federal homeland security experts have identified as a need along the border to be able to adequately do their job. And it's nothing different than we as local law enforcement do each and every year when we present our budgets to our board of supervisors or local law enforcement presents their budgets for their city councils.
You're referring to the wall, the $5.7 billion the president is asking for a wall?
Well, I'm referring to every piece of the border security that they are asking for. I mean, the wall is just a portion of it, but it's obviously needed in areas where our homeland security experts have identified a need for a barrier or a wall, or whatever you want to call it.
Right. And there are lots of sections of the border already where there's a barrier or a wall or a fence or whatever you want to call it, right? Where do you think having a barrier works, and where do you think it's unnecessary?
Well, I mean, obviously the barrier that they're looking at putting up is in an area that does not have that infrastructure into place. And another portion of that also takes into account to repair or replace antiquated portions of it along the U.S. international boundary with Mexico. I will tell you there are still portions of fencing that was built utilizing landing mat from the Vietnam era.
Is this situation that you're seeing on the border right now better or worse than in the past, or is it just different? Like you're seeing an increase in family apprehensions and asylum seekers. Is it a different challenge?
Well, it's a different challenge now in the fact that it's turned into a humanitarian aspect for our federal partners that they are not designed to handle, for one, as well as the fact that we're still seeing the hard narcotics versus the marijuana now that they are smuggling across the border. So each and every location has to be looked at geographically as to what is the need for that particular area. You can't paint a broad brush across the southwest border and have a one-size-fits-all solution. They have to be engaged with the local law enforcement in those different geographic locations and communities to ascertain what is and what is not needed. I mean, you've got dollars that are there to deter and detect narcotics, weapons that are crossing the borders. You've got money that's in there for more Border Patrol agents and more ICE personnel. And you also have monies that are in there for detention beds and personnel and to handle transportation alternatives and detention alternatives, as well as immigration judges. I mean, you have to address it as a whole, not just, well, we're not going to do the whole thing because you want a fence.
So it sounds like to you the wall and the rhetoric around the wall in Washington has become really problematic because it's just leading to more division as opposed to coming up with a real solution.
Well, exactly. I mean, you've got 2,000 linear miles of U.S. boundary with Mexico, and you're not going to be able to put fencing in certain places because there really is no need in that geographic area. I talked to a sheriff out of Texas where his border is basically a 300-foot straight cliff. So, no, there's probably not a need for a barrier there. Or you have another sheriff that has a huge lake out there on his boundary with Mexico. No, it doesn't make much sense to put a barrier there. I mean, I have the Colorado River. You're not going to be able to put a fence up where a river is, but you can put other infrastructure into place. So it's all encompassing, and it's got to be tailored to the geographic area.
Right. Do you think, given the rhetoric in Washington around this, do you think there is a sort of bipartisan solution to this?
I'm hoping that they sit down and have some good discussion with what they're doing now. It's non-productive to Homeland Security and border security and public safety.
Is this both sides of the aisle to you, or is your beef with one side or the other?
It's Congress as a whole. I have seen very few that are engaged from Congress as a whole in regards to even speaking with or communicating with sheriffs along the border as often as we have offered it. And I will tell you that what's disheartening for us is I myself have testified to Congress. Many other sheriffs have testified to Congress many times through the years. And there's been no resolution. So Congress has the testimony, and each and every time that testimony apparently is falling on deaf ears.
All right. That is Yuma County Sheriff Leon Wilmot. Thank you so much, Sheriff Wilmot, for joining us.
You bet.